You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Trey Nada. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I need the towing.
All righty, that's no problem. I'm more than happy to assist you. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
All righty, can I please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Christina Hernandez, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Thank you. And what's a good callback number just in case this call gets disconnected?
210-290-7653.
Thank you. And also, would you like to receive text messages with the status of your service today?
Yes.
All righty. Message and data rates may apply. And can you provide me your full policy number?
The member number?
Yes, ma'am.
7839-3515267.
Thank you. All right, and can you verify your full address that's on the policy?
3803 New Mathis Road in Elmendorf, Texas, 78112.
Thank you. And the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
The 2008 Ford F-150 4x4.
All righty. And the color?
White.
And you said it's a 4x4?
Yes. The reason I'm telling you that because we need a flatbed tow truck instead of the other kind because the rear is damaged, so it's 4x4, he doesn't know if he can roll it with the front wheel, so it needs to be a flatbed.
All righty. Okay, and also, it looks like here that you do have to pay an out-of-pocket expense. Says because it's above your service limit. When's the last time that you got a tow?
I have not gotten a tow through this, through the Fred Loya portion. No.
Through the insurance. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So it's telling me that you would have to pay fully out of pocket.
How much is that?
So I would have to contact the provider first to get a quote for you once we get through making a ticket.
Is that because of the flatbed?
Is it because of the flatbed or
no, ma'am.
Just because it's not part of my regular insurance plan?
So it's only letting me know that you're above your service limit. But you can contact, you know, Fred Lloyd to see why you had to pay out of pocket expense.
Okay, so you can make the ticket and then you contact them, you said?
Yes, ma'am. So once I get done getting all your information I need
okay.
to get to the provider, then I will contact the provider, get a quote for you to see how
okay.
much you will be out of pocket. And then give
okay,
you that call back.
And that's not going to be a reimbursement?
You can do a reimbursement consideration through your insurance.
Okay. So that's just meaning that I have to pay, but I can file it through the insurance.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
I never done it that way. Okay.
Okay. You would like to continue with the service?
Yes. As long, I mean, you're going to call me back, right?
Yes, ma'am, but after I get done getting all your information I need.
Okay.
All righty, and what's going on with the vehicle?
What's going on with the vehicle?
What?
The rear end
went out.
All righty. Can the vehicle still shift into neutral?
Yeah, I mean, I can move it with 4x4. I can move it.
He's able to move it with 4x4, but with the front tires.
Okay, so it can't shift into neutral?
Yes.
All right, and I'm just going to ask you a few more questions to try to answer to the best of your ability. Let's see, is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Alrighty. And will you be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
I probably won't. Is there going to be an issue if I have to leave?
No, ma'am. So we can do if no one's going to be with the vehicle, we can do an unattended tow. You just would have to waive liability, and the doors have to be unlocked, and you do have to leave the keys with the vehicle.
I have to leave the keys?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Here. Okay. Here. I guess leave it unattended, or you're going to be there. Here's it. Are you? Hold on, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to leave it as unattended.
All righty. And just make sure you do waive liability. It just states that if something happens to your vehicle before the provider gets there, we are not responsible.
Uh-huh. All okay.
Right. And where would the keys be with the vehicle? Be
in
the vehicle.
Keys, I guess, under the floor mat. I guess on the driver's side floor mat.
You said on the driver's side?
Floor mat.
Floor mat. All right. All righty. And can you provide me the location of where the vehicle is located now?
223 Blanco Road. It's in the parking lot.
Oh. And that's in San Antonio, Texas?
Uh-huh.
All righty. And can you provide me the business that is in the parking lot of, just to make for sure?
The what? I'm sorry.
What building is the vehicle in the parking lot? Do you know the name of that building?
It's just in Oscar's Iron parking lot. There's a sign there.
All righty. All righty, and can you provide me the drop-off location?
Is the address on the file?
Okay, so it's 3803 New Mathis Road.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to do is contact a provider and then get a quote for you guys.
Okay.
And before I can do that, I have to ask, how would you guys like to pay with debit or cash?
When do I pay?
So if you're paying with cash, you would have to pay, you would have to pay when a provider gets there. If you're paying with debit, they could just do it over the phone.
Okay, over the phone.
All righty.
But this is the exact cost with mileage and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. All righty. So now what I'm going to do is get in touch with a provider and then give you guys a call back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And it will have to be a flatbed, ma'am. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I have that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.